Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, and as always, I'm joined by the insightful Jane.
Great to be here, Paul. We've got a really interesting digest today, packed with some significant developments across the AI landscape.
Absolutely, Jane. Kicking things off with a major headline, the Trump administration actually ordered Anthropic to pull Claude Mythos 5 and Fable 5 models. This came after Amazon reportedly warned of serious security risks.
That's right, Paul. They gave Anthropic just 90 minutes to comply, which is an incredibly tight turnaround. This action has really sparked discussions about new U.S. export controls on AI models, which could have far-reaching implications.
Indeed. Moving on, OpenRouter has launched its Fusion API, designed for parallel routing queries. It's aiming to beat solo frontier models on benchmarks like Perplexity's Draco.
This is a clever approach, Paul. By parallel routing, the Fusion API can actually match Fable 5's deep research performance, but at half the cost. It's a significant efficiency gain for developers.
That's impressive. And in some global news, Rio de Janeiro's municipal IT company has released an open weights LLM called Rio 3.5 Open 397B. It's quite a mouthful.
It certainly is, Paul, but it's a big deal for a municipal entity to release such a powerful model. It even beats Qwen 3.7 Plus on the Terminal 2.1 benchmark using dynamic SWE reasoning for token efficiency.
Very cool. And Z.ai is making waves with its GLM 5.2, boasting an incredible 1 million token context window. That's a huge leap.
A million tokens is truly massive, Paul. It means the model can process an enormous amount of information at once. While an MIT-licensed release is planned for next week, initial access is currently limited to GLM coding plan subscribers.
Speaking of Anthropic again, they've actually suspended their Fable 5 model after a safeguard rollback inadvertently boosted its performance. Quite a turn of events for them today.
Yes, Paul. It seems that rollback allowed Fable 5 to triple Gemma 4's web GPU inference speed. The suspension reset all of the model's benchmark scores to zero, which is a pretty drastic measure.
Quite a day for Anthropic, Jane. Let's pivot to some other notable stories. We're seeing more headlines about AI reliability and safety concerns, and KPMG had to pull a report due to what appears to be AI hallucinations.
It's quite ironic, isn't it, Paul? A professional services firm using AI to write a report about AI, only for the AI to hallucinate claims about other organizations' usage. GPT-0 actually identified many of the inaccuracies.
That's a tough lesson learned. On a more positive note, Databricks co-founder Matei Zaharia has open-sourced Omnigen for AI agent orchestration. That sounds like a big deal for developers.
It absolutely is, Paul. Omnigen acts as a meta-harness, allowing users to orchestrate and govern multiple AI agents without model lock-in. It even supports automated session failover, which is crucial for robust AI systems. Finally, some new studies are revealing lower-than-expected U.S. AI adoption, despite all the hype we often hear. It seems not everyone is using AI for everything. That's right, Paul. The research suggests that while some are embracing AI, many are limiting their use or avoiding it altogether, often due to rising privacy and safety concerns. It challenges the common narrative we've heard. And that wraps up our MergeSort AI Digest for June 14th, 2026. Thanks for joining us, Jane. Always a pleasure, Paul. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the day's top AI news. Until then, stay curious.